Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, March 15th. The special prosecutor on the Georgia election subversion case has stepped down. In his resignation letter, Nathan Wade wrote that he's stepping down, quote, in the interest of democracy, in dedication to the American public, and to move this case forward as quickly as possible. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis accepted Wade's letter and praised his, quote, courage to accept the role. The judge ruled that Willis can stay on the case, but described her romantic relationship with Wade as the result of, quote, bad choices. Defense attorneys for former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants tried to prove that their relationship created a conflict of interest and wanted the DA to be disqualified or for the judge to throw out the charges. They're expected to appeal the ruling. Here's CNN's Paula Reed.
Yes, she's made this point repeatedly that this was not her first choice. There is an entire office that has been working on this. It's going to take some time, though, to figure out this new power structure, and that's also part of what pushes this back.
Meanwhile, the judge overseeing Trump's hush money case in New York has agreed to postpone the trial. It had been scheduled to start on March 25th, but a new trial date is yet to be determined. Russia attacked the Ukrainian city Odessa in back-to-back missile strikes Friday. Ukrainian officials say the attack, known as a double tap, killed at least 20 people and injured at least 73 others. After the first missile strike, Ukrainian emergency services personnel rushed to the scene to help and then were caught in the second strike. Odessa's state emergency service says 7 rescuers were killed. Odessa is a crucial port for Ukraine's grain exports and a major base for its navy. And Ukraine's Southern Defense Forces say today was the deadliest attack on the city since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion. It comes as Russians are heading to the polls for elections, including in some Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine. Ukrainian forces shelled a polling station in the occupied Kherson region today, according to the Regional Election Commission. Voting is taking place over the next 3 days, but Russian elections are neither free nor fair, and are all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule. A senior Hamas official told CNN he cannot provide assurances that Israeli hostages in Gaza are safe, but denied a UN finding that some of them may have been sexually abused. During a Zoom interview from his office in Turkey, Bassem Naim rejected defining Hamas's attacks as terrorism and instead called Israel's military offensive in Gaza, quote, state terrorism. Israel has denied targeting civilians and accused Hamas of hiding behind civilian infrastructure. Israel has approved plans for an operation in Rafah, according to the Israeli Prime Minister's office. But the White House says it hasn't seen them, including how to get an estimated 1.4 million displaced Palestinians in the southern Gazan city to safety. The office also says it'll review Hamas's latest response in the talks for a ceasefire and hostage release, and will likely send a delegation to Qatar next week to continue negotiating. A system failure rocked different McDonald's locations worldwide. Overnight, the company's IT system went down, closing restaurants and disrupting online and app orders in various countries, including the U.S. Earlier today, the company's global chief information officer, Brian Rice, said in a statement, a third-party provider caused the outage during a configuration change. He said, quote, many markets are back online, and that the company is working on restoring service for the rest. This blueberry isn't like the others. You'll want to stay put for what we have after the break.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. A giant blueberry entered the record books this week. Weighing 20.4 grams, Guinness World Records confirmed the fruit, which was picked in November, is the heaviest blueberry in the world. The berry is about the size of a ping pong ball, and we can thank the blueberry grower Costa Group in Australia for this delicacy. The group works to develop new varieties of blueberries, while preserving the flavor, of course. They say the previous record for the heaviest blueberry was about 16 grams. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.